joined. Has joined.
Yavua Tov, good evening.
Hello.
Anna.
Good evening.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa, Yedula Chimincha, Ati Terura, Alapet Gimel Yutat Sadi, Ahavatinam, unconditional love, Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora kufreshayan sintet nun kra satan terap satan. We arrange the letters sha'ar katan, small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, the eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, as this is the entry point for the negative system. Nagibor Dorshe Hudha Kevavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Parnasa and healing. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamleim Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternal victory, eternity. Hasin Kadosh Bero Tuvcha Nael The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Hod in its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayin Kuf. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod in its essence of sexuality, creativity, creation, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyuta. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Malchut and its essence of kingdom, kingship, and manifestation. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy with this creation. Utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed La'Lapim Nosea Won Wafesha V'Chata'a V'Nakei. will now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. From Parashat Yitro, it's known as Pasuk 29. We will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu, Le'ata, L'shem, Yudhe Bavavhe, Le'yichuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nandeku Cha Barichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot V'yovada Dikshot Ve'leit Lach Mila B'yalma Divaye Barnash, Vedach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga, Veya Kalana Tehakulu Ovada, Dikshot Inun Wikola Itsterich, Be Alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liami li Israel undati wishakan tapta willo yirgaz od willo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is redemption. Redemption will happen tonight if the children of Israel are ready. One of the ways we prepare for ourselves to be ready is by studying a verse from Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 21. This verse connects to the energy of the year, which is that of redemption. Wagam mehem ekach lakohanim lalivim amar Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo wahe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he. Aka aka he ta. Eza yo alada la awa he he a yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me. Lakabe washire yo hewa lakete. Tawako menu da anu yo he ame. Re hea yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha. Wawala yo la he sa ala are yo. Ashila me yo he. Wahe wa danu yo. Ehe shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta. Me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la. He re he me tsa re ma me be yo he he. Anu a me he yo da me be me nu ko. A yo a he be wa re a he. Yo, bay, may. Hey, yo, yo, may, why, may. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, ah, ah, may, may, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, ah, come, be, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wah, hey, may, ah, yo, ta, la, may, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, may, may, nu, yo, hey, hey, she, ah, yo, re, ta, she, ah, hey, re la yo, a wa me, la yo re, wa he re. Yo yo wa, la he he, ka a ko, me nu da. A nu yo, he wa me, re he a, yo y he za. He she he, me ka ha, wa wa la, yo yo he. Ta a la, re yo, a la, me ka he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo he yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be yo me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the ninth day of Adar, Rabbi Pinchas of Moldova, Rabbi Yosef Baruch Epstein, Rabbi Alexander Moshe Lapidus, Rabbi Shalom Goldstein, Rabbi Yosef Halevi Epstein,
has joined.
Please join as we say by covering our eyes. Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. V'ahavt et Adonai Elohecha b'kol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha v'chayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom alevavecha v'chinantam levanecha v'ribarta b'am v'shivtecha b'vetecha v'lechtecha v'aderech ושחתך וקומך ובשרתם ליאור על ידך וחיו לתותפות בין עיניך וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובשעריך. וחיים שמוע El mitzvotai asher anochi mitzaverhem ayom le'ahava et Adonai yo-hei-wahei adanu yo yo-ahidawanu hei yo Elohechem ulavdo b'kol levavhem u'v'chol nafshechem ונתתי מטר ארצכם, ואיתו יורה ומלכוש, chavi tzarecha. Winatati eser besata li ventecha. Beakalta visavata. Isham rulachem pen. Yiftelevavchem. Visartem viavatem. Elohim acherim. Vehishtachavitem lachem. Becharaf Adonai Yohewahe. Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo. Bachem viatzar et hashamayim velo yihiem matar vahadama. Lo titen et yevula. Viavatem mehera be'al haaretz. Atova asher Adonai Yohewahe. Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo. No ten lachem besamtem et devare ele alevavchem bialashem ukshartem otam liot al yechem vehayulet otafot beinenechem velimadetem otam et benechem lidaber bam. Shivtecha beveitecha ulechtecha baderech ushachbecha ufkumecha uktavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha leman yirbu yameichem vimei v'nechem al ha'adama asher nishba Adonai Yohewahe. Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo. Lavotechem latet lachem ki me hashamayim al haaretz. Vayomer Adonai Yohewahe. Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo. El Moshe lemor daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta alechem, v'asu lachem tzitzit, al kanfei bigdechem l'dorotam b'natnu al tzitzit, hakanaf etil techelet, v'chaya lachem l'tzitzit, Uritem oto uskartem et kol mitzvot Adonai Yohewahe wa'asitem. Otam v'lo taturu acharei levavchem v'acharei eneichem asher atem zonim. Achareichem lima'an tiskeru. Wa'asitem et kol mitzvotai, vayitem kidoshim le'Eloheichem. Ani Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo. Eloheichem asher hotzeiti etchem, me'eretz Mitzrayim liot. Lachem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo. Eloheichem, emet, Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo. Eloheichem. Yitkadal v'yitkadashime rabba. We all say amen. Bialma divra kirute viam lich malchute b'chaye chonu v'yome chonu v'chaye. Iko Beit Yisrael. Ba'agala v'izban tariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal sh'meidekutcha. Ve'ela min kol birkata v'shirata. Tushbechata v'nechemata. Da'amiran b'alma. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav, u'yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to Parashat Tetzaveh, which is in the towards the end of the book of Exodus. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 6. And we will begin there with Pasuk 51 after Elishay Nihu. Lashem Yehud Kutchabrihu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Liakta Lashem Yud He Bavavhe Biyehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kananei Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kananei Pasuk 51 Et ha-ha-matzot tishmor ribi Yehuda pata ilu lachem min ha-adam asher neshama be'apo ki ba-menech shavu ha-kira ukbuha aval ma-chilu lachem Min ha-adam v'ki azhar le-yalvar nash le-itmana mishar b'nei nasha u'finun k'tame le-gabeya yishtachun b'nei nasha de-la yikrivun ilain be-ilain Li alminela ha upuha b'man b'ashkim b'lepitcha b'cha b'reya l'mechav leya shalom. The translation, the festival of Matzot, or unleavened bread, shall you keep. Rabbi Yehuda opened the discussion saying, Cease from man, though his breath be in his nostrils, for in what is he to be accounted of? They have established this passage, yet what is the meaning of cease from man? Is the prophet warning to avoid other people, and that likewise other people should avoid him? It would then come to pass that people would never come near each other. And he answers, they have established this passage as referring to one who arrives early at the door of his friend to greet him, before he has blessed the Holy One. Blessed be he. And therefore it is said, cease. My commentary. In my opinion, explanatory phrase along with the explanation. One who arrives early at the door of his friend to greet him, before he has blessed the Holy One, blessed be he, and therefore it is said, cease, has the meaning of someone who arrives at the synagogue without saying the morning 18 blessings. If one goes to pray without saying the blessings, it is an indication of a lack of fear of Hashem, since his protocol is more important to him than connecting to Hashem. Verse 52. Ashkem kelala techashev lo v'yafal gav v'kol ha-shapir aval mai chibu lachem min ha-adam asher neshama v'yapo ha-kapa kikud shabarichu Levarnash viashir le alistamra meinun bene nasha disatu archaihu meorach avliorach bish umsave nafshaihu behahu mesavu achara. Translation. I have explained the passage, cease, together with another passage that says, he that blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. Even though it is all well, meaning though he has already blessed the Holy One, blessed be he, and it is not necessary to caution about it, cease, what is cease from man, though his breath be in his nostrils? Here the Holy One, blessed be he, has commanded the man and cautioned him to guard himself from those people who have turned from a good way to an evil way, and defile themselves with the impurity of the other side. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. We just need to know how to know when someone has defiled themselves with the other side. Perhaps the balance of this section will give us clues or hints. Pasuk 53.
Dehakad barakud shabarichu levarna shaved leya v'diyukna ila avinafa leya rucha kadisha dekalil itlat kemadi okimna deit beya nefesh ruach unshamal ve'ela Mikola nishama dei chela ila aleminda umetar ikudo dekud shabarichu weihahiyo nishmeta kadisha aila befuchana achara haihu Masiv la venafik mi pulchana Demareya begin ditlat Chelin ilen kulhu chad Nefesh ruach u neshama Nishtat Ephraim Kahada with a wohad with Kola Kegavna de Razaila. The translation. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created man, He made him in the supernal image, and blew into him a Holy Spirit, combined of three, as we have established, so that he would contain the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. And Neshama is the highest of all of them, for it is a supernal force with which to know and to keep the mitzvot of the Holy One, blessed be He. If one brings the sacred Neshama into another worship, he defiles it and leaves the service of his master. For these three forces are all one, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, together in partnership, and they are one, as in the supernal secret, that Bina and Zerantin and Malchut are one. So to Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama are one, because they stem from those three Sephirot, or Partsufim. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. The three levels of souls all come from the worlds which relate to the three Sephirot that were mentioned. Remembers these three levels of worlds exist in the Ein Sof world as potential, which means that our individual consciousnesses exist in the Ein Sof as potential energy. Also, this thought has helped me to deal with people who were difficult in my life, and I hope it will continue to help me. Pasuk 54.
Ve'ichazenan lehai barnash dechawo beya ilein dargin kuhu ad la kaima bikiumeya leminda manihu bima ityada lekarva barnash bahadeya Olitmana mineya berugzeya mamash yadaleya barnash veishtamoda manihu ihahiyo nishbata kadisha natar bishata Terugzo de la ye carla, meatra habegin le mishre, tehota hahu elzar daihu, barnash katayot, daihu avda, demareya daihu.
The translation. If we see a man that has all these levels, which are Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, and still not know clearly what he is, how can we determine whether to approach that man or to avoid him? Here then is his real anger. One could know and recognize him for what he is. If he guards the holy Neshama in his anger, so as not to uproot it from its place and bring a foreign El to replace it, then he is a proper man. Such is a servant of his master. Such is a whole man. My commentary. If a man does not get angry, no matter what the provocation, this is a man connected to Hashem, since his neshama is still within him. Any person who gets angry and does not stop this angry reaction is connected to the other side, since his holy neshama leaves, and is replaced with a neshama from the other side. Learn this spiritual law and remember it and apply it to yourselves. It does help to stop your angry reactions. Pasuk 55.
Ve'ihahu barnash la natir la ve'ihu akar kedusha da ila ameatreya lemishrei biatreya sitra acharava daida ihu barnash demari bemareya we asir lekarba bachadeya uitchabera imeya vedaihu toref dasho beapo ihu tari viatar nafsheya begin rubzeya viashre begaweyo elzar vialda petivchi blu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama beapo dehahiyo nishmeta kadisha tarifla besaivla begina po asher neshama achla beapo baki bameh nechshavu komir chashir abu barnash.
The translation: if that man does not guard it, and but uproots his supernal holiness by becoming angry and causes the other side to dwell in its place, assuredly such a man has rebelled against his master. It is forbidden to come near him or to join him. Such a one tears himself in his anger. He tears and uproots his soul because of his anger, and he causes a foreign ill to dwell within him. In reference to him, it is written, cease from man, though his breath be in his nostrils, meaning that he tears his holy neshama and defiles it in his anger, meaning because he became angry, exchanging his neshama in his anger. For in what, the Hebrew word is bameh, is he to be accounted of? Means that man is considered a stage, Hebrew word is bama, on which idols are worshipped. My commentary. Bameh and bama have the same letters with different vowels. Bameh is translated as in or with what, while bama is translated on which. It seems similar, but actually is far from each other. Contemplate this. The gematria will help. The gematria of bameh is 103, while bama is 89. The difference of 14 indicates the sephirah of malchut, which indicates a location of a mixture of good and evil. This helps to understand how the sages made their determination. This is my opinion. These gematrias that I put forth in this commentary include the gematria for the vowels. Verse 56.
Umandicha barimeya umandishtae behadaya behadaya kimandicha bar bekom mamash memtet begin dekom mamash Shari Begawaya Willa Od Eladia Kar Kidusha Ila Ameatreya Bishari Beatreya Kom Elzar Ma Elzar Kitiv Bea Altifnu El Ha Elilim Kegavna Da Asir
The translation. Whoever joins him and whoever speaks with him is as though he actually joins with idolatry. What is the reason? Because actual idolatry dwells within him, meaning a strange el. However, he has uprooted the supernal holiness from its place and caused idolatry to dwell instead. A strange El, as it is written of a strange El, turn not to idols. It is similarly forbidden to look at the face of an angry man. My commentary. The foreign neshama is considered a strange El. And this explains a lot about the essence of the neshama. It lives in the world of Briah, and this is the level of Bina, which uses the name El to mean the level of El from Elohim. Contemplate this well. Pasuk 57.
Ma'a rugza de rabbanan rugza de rabbanan tavihu lekol sitrin de hatanenan de oraita eshai we oraita kamartecha leyadikti haloko divari Kaeshneum Hashem Rugza de Rabbanan Mile de Oraita Rugza de Rabbanan Lemehav Yekara le Oraita Wekola le Fulchana Bekuchabari Hu Hawelecha Ne'emar ki Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo wahe dawanu heyo Elohecha esh okla hu elkana.
The translation. You may ask, but what about the anger of sages? And he answers, the anger of sages is good from every aspect, for we have learned that the Torah is fire, and the Torah causes him to seethe, as it is written. Is not my word like a fire, says Hashem? The anger of sages is in the words of Torah. The anger of sages is to give honor to the Torah, and it is all in the service of Hashem. Therefore, it says, Hashem your Elohim is a consuming fire, a jealous El. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining about the good anger, which is actually an act for the purpose of motivating people to come closer to the Torah. Pasuk 58.
Avali b'milin acharanin lavuchana tekucha berichu mai begin deivkal chataim tekavid barnash lavihu kom mamash kechai liyasir likarva bechade deha
Yitzchak Veya Velasha Vik Leya Barkadita Ke Barnash Miko Wiko Viakar Leya Lealmin Uvatar Ishtadal Litkacha Ulam Shaka Kedusha Aleya Kedin Ul Vai Deit Kadesh El Rabbi Yosef Eit Kadash Mamash. The translation. But if the anger is for other matters and not for words of Torah, then it is not the service of the Holy One, blessed be He. Of all the sins that a person commits, none are actual idol worship like one who is angry. It is forbidden to approach him. If you say that he only temporarily transgressed and became angry, but afterwards repented, it is not so. Since once he has uprooted the holiness of his soul from himself and from its place, and that strange El appropriated that place, he strengthens himself there and does not leave him. The only exception is when that person becomes entirely purified and has uprooted from himself the strange El forever, and afterwards endeavors to become holy and to draw holiness upon himself, then hopefully he will become holy. Rabbi Yossi said to him, he actually becomes holy. My commentary. If only women who accepted the idea of being beaten learned the spiritual law, then they would never return to the man who beats them. The adage, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, applies to these women. Of course, this is not an accepted truth in the modern world. Pasuk 59. El tachate b'sha'ata di'u akar kedusha d'nafshaya b'sharya b'atreya ahu el zar d'ikre tame istav barnash v'saiv leman v'kari behadeya v'hahi o kedusha akrat mineya v'kewan t'akrat mineya zimna chada kama d'yavit barnash od latituv Liatraha. The translation. He said to him, come and behold, at the moment he uproots the holiness of his soul, and in its place dwells that strange El that is called impure, the person becomes defiled, and he defiles whoever approaches him. That holiness is uprooted from him, and when it has been uprooted once in relation to what he did, it will never return to its place. My commentary. The important word phrase in this pasuk is in relation to what he did. The action done under control of the strange El by the body is forever under control of the other side. The energy used to do this action is forever available to the other side. This means it strengthens the other side. Pasuk 60. Eli hake kama misavini nun medit dakan El Shane Maisavu Akara Delah Matir, Aval Dashanya, Nikola de Kogupa Saif, Migoy Umi Barvenav Shavakola, Masivu Shar Misavu De Alma, Lavihu Elagu Falavar Bilhodo, Uki Kitiv Hidlu. Lachem min ha'adam, asher nishama be'apo di'achla, kedusha de'mareya, v'gina po de'dayihu, misavu de'masiv l'chola kibameh, nechshavu be'makom badai, Nechavihu. He said to him that yet there are many defiled people who are purified. He said to him, other impurities are different, for they cannot do more than defile him upon the outside. But one who gets angry is different from them all, for his whole body becomes defiled inside and out, and he contaminates the soul and everything else. Other impurities in the world only defile the body on the outside. Therefore, it is written, cease from man, though his breath be in his nostrils, meaning that he exchanged the holiness of his master for his anger. Such an impurity defiles everything. For in what, the Hebrew word is bameh, is he to be accounted of? He is certainly considered an altar, which is the Hebrew word bama, for idol worship. My commentary. In light of the earlier pasukim in this section, this pasuk is clear as written. When one comes close to this evil person, one is approaching an altar to the other side. That's the completion of this section 6 from Parashat Tetzaveh. Does anyone have any questions or comments or thoughts?
What was the parasha called, the name?
Tetzaveh.
Can you spell that?
T-E-T-Z-A-V-E-H.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
No, there's no way to return from that type of attitude.
Yes, as we read, you can return from that kind of response or attitude by purifying yourself. That's done in many ways, from going into the mikveh, from speaking words of Torah constantly, until you have made up for the mistakes that the other El made. But it is extremely harmful to get angry. And you have to learn to stop getting angry by using the tool of binding by striking and stopping your reaction.
Mm-hmm. All right. If one understands that, that's one thing. But if they don't, it's another, right?
Hashem is merciful. So if someone understands it, then they would never get angry. So if one is getting angry and he thinks that he understands it because he's heard these verses, what he's really saying is he's learning intellectually and not the way Hashem wants him to understand things, that at the level of his heart, at his emotions. Learning to control the body is one of the purposes of being in this world, having the soul control the body. So, if
Do you have somebody who gets angry and he doesn't know why he gets angry, or he doesn't recognize that he's getting angry? And, you know, all of the above. We all have gotten angry in our lives. Question is, what do we do with that anger? Do we hurt people? Do we hurt ourselves? The obvious answer is we always hurt ourselves by getting angry. So why should we get angry? What's the purpose? The person who is causing you think is causing you to get angry, is a messenger from Hashem. He's an angel to you from Hashem at that moment. It's a test for you. Control your anger. If you don't, it means that you haven't purified yourself. If you begin to start controlling your anger, that's the process of purification.
Thank you. Finding by striking. Again, we have to get back to that.
You will never get away from it. It's a lifetime learning process. It's a lifetime learning process, and it needs to be reviewed at least once a month or once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all tend to forget it.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. And of course, persons who do that aside from us are not understanding of that kind of thing. They think it's just all part of life's natural process.
There are many aspects of life's natural process that we think that way, but it's not correct.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as natural process except joy and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get angry and you become joyful because you're angry,
mm-hmm.
that's a good sign. That's a form of purification. How can you get joyful when you're angry? When somebody upsets you and you got angry, how can you be joyful? The answer is when you realize that that person is the messenger from Hashem to you. Hashem cares enough to send you a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving you an opportunity to purify yourself, to remove the strange L.
Mm-hmm. You might try to do that, but then if the other person doesn't do that, then what happens?
The other person's got his own issues, not yours. They're not your issue. The other person doesn't calm down and stays angry at you. That's the part of the process. The verses are telling us, stay away from that person.
And then what happens if the children are like that?
Children need to be trained. Up until the age of 13, that's what you were supposed to do when they were younger. And they didn't learn for whatever reason. Stay away from them. Do not look upon the face of an angry person. That's what we read. The Zohar is not lenient. It's just telling you truths. What you do with the truths is up to you. Somebody who you live with gets angry. Doesn't happen often, it's once in a while. When they're angry, stay away from them. Keep trying to bring them closer to Torah, closer to Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
But know that when they're in the grasp of the strange L, they're going to fight with you trying to get closer to Hashem because they're not in control of themselves. It's the strange L that is speaking,
mm-hmm.
which brings you a way of handling
your reactions to them not wanting to follow you. Much can be learned if you contemplate these verses. Reread them.
I do.
Learn from them.
Okay, I thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Our next classes, we have three classes tomorrow morning. One starts at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and that will be the study of the first Aliyah of the Parasha of Tetzaveh. Our 10:30 class will be preparation for the holiday of Purim. Our 3 o'clock class will be continuing our study of the Psalms. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol, thank you.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Good night.